Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University presents Education at Your Doorstep, a program of learning for everyone.
Hello, listeners. We now bring you a lesson from Drug Technology for BSc second year students. The title is Filtrations. Sri D. Koteshwar Rao will present the lesson.
Dear listeners, today we are knowing about filtrations. This topic is from BSc second year Drug Technology Paper 2, Drug Production Machinery Operations. Now, coming to the topic, what is filtration? Simply, we can define as separation of heterogeneous mixture of a liquid and solid by using shotable operation. Here, shotable operation is filter medium. The filter medium which permits the flow of the liquid but hold the solid particles. The suspension of solid particles in a liquid called slurry. Slurry passed through a porous medium called filter medium. After filtration, retain the large particles accumulated on the filter medium known as filter cake. The clear liquid passed through the filter medium is known as filtrate. When percentage of solid in the slurry is very low, that is, solid not exceeding 1% weight by volume, the filtration process is termed as clarification. In all type of filtration involves the mixture or slurry passing or flow through the filter medium. The filtration process involves an internal mechanism is working of some driving forces, that is gravity, pressure or vacuum or centrifugal forces. The filtration is an important process for the producing of bulk industrial solids and also liquid dosage forms. The filter medium is made up of different material but mainly cotton fibers, membranes, silica gel beds, cellulose, asbestos, glass, metals, carbon refractories, porous and perforated solids, etc. The particles are retained by filter medium by various mechanisms such as straining. It is similar to sieving, that is, the particles of larger size cannot pass through the smaller pore size of the filter medium. Impingement. It occurs when the particles having the momentum or move along the path of streamline flow and collide and adhere the one of the filters. Attractive forces. Solids are held on the filter medium as a result of attraction forces between the particles and filter medium, as in case of electrostatic precipitation. How can you select the filter media? The selection of filter media depends on its satisfactory performance of filtration equipment. The characteristic features of good filters. First one, minimum tendency to bleed. That is, it should prevent the slippage of fine particles to the filtrate. The second one is minimum tendency to plug. That is, minimum degree of entrapment of solid particles within the pores of filter medium. And the third one, minimum resistance to the rate of filtration, ensuring high production rate. And fourth one, sufficient mechanical strength to withstand the filtration pressure. Fifth one, high resistance to the chemical attack, example corrosion, like oxidation, reduction, chemical reactions. Sixth one, high resistance to mechanical wear, example erosion. And seventh one, facilitate easy and clean removal of cake. And eighth one, minimum cost. Filter cloths are made up of from cotton fabrics or synthetic fabrics. These are generally employed for cake filtration. The advantage of cotton fabrics includes low cost, versatility, availability. Filter cloths made from synthetic fibers are more widely used than cotton fabrics because of high mechanical strength, greater durability, more resistance to chemical attack, better temperature tolerance. Filter papers are used for retention of very fine solids and are available in various degrees of permeability, thickness, strength, and chemical resistance. Classification of filters. These are three ways to classify the filters and filtration process. First one, based on driving forces. In that, first one, gravity filtration. The filtration occurs due to the force of gravity. It is a slow rate of filtration process. Due to this reason, it used rarely in industries, but commonly used in academic laboratories. And it is highly economic process, but time consuming. Example for gravity filters are sand filters, bag filters, and filtration on common filter papers. Advantages of gravity filters. First one, simplicity in design. It is very simple to design. And second one, easily available accessories and low investment cost. And third one, efficient and effective cake washing. Disadvantages of gravity filters: relatively low rate of filtration, large flow space is required, and also large floor size or floor space is required. And third one, high labor cost. And the next one is pressure filtration. It is performed by applying pressure on the upstream of filter medium. Example for pressure filters are filter pressers, leaf filters, edge filters, membrane filters, etc. Advantages of pressure filters. First one, high rate of filtration. Second one, greater compactness, that is requires less flow space. Third one, well developed and dependable system for batch process. Disadvantages of pressure filters. It is expensive than gravity filters and operation is very costly. Difficult to adapt to continuous process of filtrations. Pressure sand filter is one of the most used pressure filters. It consists of a closed cylindrical tank at the bottom of which are a number of brass strainers. These brass strainers are mounted on a false bottom or connected to a manifold embedded in a concrete. The strainers have opening over which a layer of few inches of moderately coverage gravel is placed on top of gravel layer 2 to 4 feet deep, and a layer is placed serves as acoustical filtration medium. Pressure sand filters are used for filtering excessively large quantities of very clear water or containing small amounts of solids. And third type of filters are vacuum filters. Filtration due to applying pressure on the downstream of the filter medium. These are operated under a reduced pressure of 1 atmosphere pressure. The advantage of vacuum filtration are continuous operation, that is continuous flow filtration is possible. Batch filtration is also possible. Low labor requirement, low maintenance cost, and the septum can be operated to be at the atmosphere. The lens easy access for inspection and repairs. Disadvantages of vacuum filters. It is unfit for volatile liquids, not suitable for suspensions of compressible solids. Non-flexibility of continuous vacuum filters does not permit changes in feed rate, consistency, and character of solids. Compared to batch vacuum filters, continuous vacuum filters are widely used that in the terms of tonnage of solids handled. Among the several types of rotatory continuous filters, the rotatory drum filter is by far the commonest form used in the pharmaceutical industry. Rotatory drum filter functions on the principle of filtering the slurry through sieve-like mechanism on a rotatory drum surface under the condition of vacuum. Fourth one is centrifugal filters. The filtration of highly viscous mixtures and corrosive mixtures are difficult to filter. These kind of mixtures are filtered by using centrifugal filtration process. In this filtration, centrifugal forces are used. The forces involved centrifuge the mixture by high centrifugal driving forces for the separation of mixture through the porous medium. The usage of porous medium depends on the densities of the solid-liquid phases. The factors affecting the centrifugal process are nature of the slurry and the flow rate of liquid medium, densities of materials to separated, and the third one is centrifuge dimensions such as size and etc. Fourth one, centrifugation time. The application of centrifugation includes production of bulk drugs, second one, production of biological products, third one, evaluation of suspensions and emulsions, fourth one, biopharmaceutical analysis of drugs, and fifth one, determination of molecular weight of colloids. Centrifuges are classified as batch type. The first one is batch type. These are perforated basket centrifuge and non-perforated basket centrifuge type in the batch type of centrifugal filtration. Semi-continuous type. These are short cycle batch centrifuges. And third one, continuous type. These are horizontal centrifugal types. Classification of filtrations or process of filtration based on the filtration mechanism. First one, surface filtration. It is a screening action by which process of filter medium prevents the passage of solids. And the second one is depth filtration. In the process, slurry penetrate to a point where the diameter of solid particles is greater than that of channel. Ultimately, particles are arrested with the pores of filter medium. Classification based on the operation cycle. Those are batch filtrations, continuous filtration process. Factors influencing the rate of filtration. First one, properties of liquids, densities, viscosity, like. Second one, properties of solids, particle size, particle shape, etc. Proportion of solid in the slurry. And fourth one is temperature of the slurry. Next, application of filtrations. Filtrations are mainly used in the essential steps in the production of liquid and solid dosage forms, and production of bulk drugs, production of sterile products, and treating the effluent wastewater treatments. Thank you.
We are listening to Sri D. Koteshwar Rao on the topic Filtrations from Drug Technology for BSc Second Year Students.
Education at your doorstep. That was a program of learning for everyone. Brought to you by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University. So listeners, it's bye till our next radio lesson.